Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well done. Hammer is producing today, and we're talking about guns. And he's leading in with a little Guns N' Roses. So well done, Hammer. I appreciate that, and it is not lost on me. See what he did there? Good job.
He's sharp. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, right? So today, the Biden administration unveiled a rule about ghost guns. Now, if you didn't know what ghost guns are, and I'm not all that familiar with them, they're privately made firearms that don't have serial numbers. Okay, generally, when you buy a gun, it's manufactured by a big gun manufacturer. The only one I can think of offhand is Smith & Wesson, but I'm sure there's lots more. And they're required to have serial numbers. They're usually displayed on the frame of the gun. All right, it allows officials to trace back to the gun manufacturer, the firearms dealer, the original purchaser. Obviously, if there is a crime or even if it's lost, you can get it back to the original owner, or you can find out maybe who committed the crime and solve a crime. But now these ghost guns are made of parts and then assembled together, and they're sold in do-it-yourself kits. Okay, they're made from some 3D printers are printing parts. They're made from metal or polymer. I've never seen one, but apparently, you know, this is a real thing now. So it sounds dangerous to me. It sounds like it's unregulated guns going into the hands of whomever that are non-traceable. So we wanted to talk about it with someone who we consider an expert on guns and all things gun-related. Rob Doerr is from Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. He's been on the show before, and I really appreciate him coming on and educating us and having open conversations with us. So, Rob, welcome back to the program.
Paul Jordana, great to be back.
All right. First, what do you think about this new rule that the Biden administration is, wanting to stop these ghost gun proliferation?
Yeah, you know, I think when I saw it, it wasn't unexpected. This rule has been kicking around for about the last year, so we all saw it coming. I think, you know, as a matter of policy, I don't see it as being anything particularly effective. But what I think is probably most concerning is the ATF is getting into this habit of approving things and then unapproving them. And previously, these types of kits were approved by the ATF. So businesses opened up, they started companies, people invested their livelihoods, you know, into starting these businesses based on the ATF's ruling. And now they're kind of arbitrarily yanking the businesses away from these people.
Hey, Rob, this is Paul. Thank you for joining us today. And I think for many of us, just getting up to speed on these ghost guns is a bit of a lift. And I know there are these kits that you can buy online, buy, build, shoot kits. So basically, you can use this kit and assemble a working firearm in as little as half an hour. And it just boggles my mind. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, yes and no. So the kits that you buy, they depending on the types of kits that they are, they allow you to, I kind of liken it to, you can either buy a pizza, you know, from Domino's that's already made and ready to go, or you can go to Cub and buy a kit that has the pizza dough, the cheese, all of that stuff there for you, and you can put it all together yourself. And some people do that because they want different colors of customization. They want one color on the slide, one color on the receiver, things like that. And they're able to put all of them together. 30 minutes is probably a bit of an optimistic lookout, but they're able to put using these kits to build their own firearms. And people have been able to build firearms pretty much for forever. As long as we've been a country, people legally been able to manufacture their own firearms at home. The only thing the kit does is just make the pieces a little bit more readily available.
Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, George. Go ahead.
I just want everybody to know it is legal. Like Rob said, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has allowed the use of building your own firearm. That is legal for personal use and if you don't intend to sell it. But if you open a business selling guns, you need a federal firearms license. Well, this new rule that the Biden administration is passing changes the definition of a firearm that would include now these ghost guns. And it would also require parts to be licensed and have a serial number on it. So, Rob, tell me why this is bad. Tell me why people would not like this. Because from where I'm sitting, I'm like, okay, you know, we have serial numbers on cars, on computers and things like that. Who would be against this? If you're not going to sell them and you're just using it for, you know, your personal use, who cares?
Right. And I think the reason is the efficacy of the rule, because like so many gun control laws, the only thing that this is going to impact are the people who are willing to abide by the rules. And criminals have been filing serial numbers off of firearms for as long as they've been around. So this adds a hurdle there, but that hurdle is, again, easily circumvented because just like you order the kit, great, the kit has a serial number now on it, but criminals still can, you know, file the serial number off. And then, you know, you did mention 3D printing, but this rule really has nothing to do with the 3D printing. You can 3D print those things right now with still no serial number. This rule really can't affect that because now we're just talking about information, you know, code that's out in the world already that you really can't ever, you know, put that toothpaste back in the tube. So I think the reason to be against it is just because it's killing people's lawful businesses. It's eliminating a hobby that people have really enjoyed doing. And even just the use of these guns, it's a fraction of a percent of the homicides that happen and the recovered firearms, but yet it's a broad sweeping rule that's going to have a tremendous impact on a lot of hobbyists and business owners.
Wait, but if you can't sell them, how would it affect business? Because these are illegal to sell. Because you need a federal firearms license to be able to sell.
Right. Well, the kits right now. So the kits that they're talking about, the ones that would be covered under these rules, are legal to sell right now. Without the serial number. Now they would have to go through a federally licensed dealer process in order just to buy the kits.
What about the background checks, the federal background checks? I mean, how does that enter into this equation?
So any time that a license, a serialized fire number, a firearm is sold in commerce, so like you guys mentioned, for somebody, if you're just building it for yourself, you don't need the serial number, but if you're selling a firearm as part of commerce to another individual, you're required by law to be a licensed dealer. So if you own a business and your business is buying firearms or making firearms and selling them for money, then you have to be a licensed dealer. Licensed dealers have to run background checks on all transfers.
Got it.
So,
okay.
how do we solve then the problem of ghost guns? Because these are untraceable guns that were used. I believe the ATF says there were at least 342 murders related to ghost guns last year. How do we solve this problem? Is this a solvable problem?
Well, and again, I think, you know, is it a problem? Yes. But I think the question to ask is this rule going to solve that issue? Are the criminals who are using these ghost guns now going to look at this rule and say, you know, okay, well, now I can't commit crime anymore? And I think that's where the logical separation comes, where now they just, these ghost guns provided an opportunity for them to manufacture or buy firearms. They'll find another mechanism, you know, just like they have. And there are over 18,000 firearm homicides, 342, it's a portion of them, but there's a lot of other ways that criminals are still killing people.
Hey, Rob, I have my conceal and carry, and we've talked a lot about the right to defend yourself in this country. No argument here. My question for you, in light of this, what is the number one thing, in your opinion, we could do as a nation to lower the risk of firearms getting into the wrong hands? I believe, 99.99% of gun owners are law-abiding, and they use them for self-defense, hunting, whatever. But again, what is the most important thing you think we could do to lower the risk of these things getting into the wrong hands?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the number one source of suicide or of firearm deaths here in Minnesota is suicides. Nationwide, it's about 60%. In Minnesota, it's about 80%. And so for those, you know, we're talking about mental health resources. I just worked with the NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness, and the Department of Veterans Affairs on a bill at the Capitol that's aimed at trying to reduce some veteran suicides. So it's one thing is trying to identify where the problems lie, because as you guys know, there's not one easy solution. But then when you look at the actual firearms crimes, they're overwhelmingly committed by repeat criminals. And lots of times, just like this mass shooting that just happened in San Diego, it was a person who was ineligible to possess firearms, released 3 years into a 10-year mandatory minimum sentence. And I think we really need to start looking at the types of people who are committing these crimes and targeting our laws around keeping those people who are proven themselves to be a repeat danger to society, keeping them isolated from the law-abiding and the good people of the rest of the society.
Rob Doerr from the Minnesota Gun Caucus, we appreciate you coming on the show and having these discussions with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rob.
Anytime. Thank you.
Just an update on those stats. I mentioned it in this is a 2020 stat. 325 homicides or attempted homicides that were traced by the ATF to ghost guns. Approximately 23,900 suspected ghost guns were reported to the ATF as being recovered by law enforcement from potential crime scenes. I mean, it's a lot. 23,000 in 1 year, potentially. You know, these were the ghost guns that were seized from crime scenes. So they are being involved in crimes. And I hear what Rob's saying, that this rule isn't going to all of a sudden make criminals go, oh, well, there's a rule now, so I won't change my mind. I get that. But it seems that the rise of this industry of ghost guns, which I understand, according to the ATF, is legal right now, is causing a greater problem with gun violence in this country.
How do we keep them from getting into the wrong hands? Or is that an unsolvable problem?
Or do we just not make ghost guns? You know, we have regular guns in this country. We already have a lot of those that are legal. Why do we need these? Why do we need untraceable ones? Why? You know, we have zero gun regulation that is helping the problem at all in this country. It seems like this would be a good place to start. That's just my opinion, but you guys know where I stand on this one. But interesting to learn about it. I just wish we had legislation with teeth, you know. Okay, oh my God, we're super late, because next up, we're going to talk with my nurse practitioner, Jennifer Smith. That conversation we had about insurance and getting things covered by the insurance companies, oh my goodness, does she have stories. Jen is up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.